Cancer-preventing initiatives are the focus of new funding for fire departments. The Ontario government announced $30 million over 3 years for municipal fire departments. The cash is to buy specialized washing and drying equipment to decontaminate bunker gear and allow for infrastructure upgrades for proper air purification and ventilation systems. Public safety is about more than just equipping our first responders with the tools they need on the job. It's about ensuring they are looked after and supported both on and off the job, said Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy, in a news release. In the region, the fire services are receiving Black River Matheson -$24,691, Chaplot -$8,230, Cobalt -$8,230, Cochrane -$16,460, Coleman -$8,230, Englehart -$16,460, Fauquier Strickland -$16,460, Hearst -$8,230, Iroquois Falls -$24,691, Kapuskasing -$8,230, Kirkland Lake -$8,230, Matis Val Cote $16,460, Muswani -$8,230, Smooth Rock Falls -$8,230, Timmins -$49,382, Val Rita Hardy -$16,460. Firefighters are more likely to experience health problems because of exposure to hazardous chemicals, reads the news release from the Solicitor General. In Canada, 50 to 60 firefighters die of cancer every year, and half of those are from Ontario. This funding will ensure firefighters are kept safe, while they are keeping our communities safe.